in studio with us. We have one of our longtime and I would think one of the area's favorite public servants. It is the treasurer for Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be sitting here on Michigan Avenue in these warm quarters with you, the tree, and just watching everybody cold outside.
You get to see everybody kind of cold outside, making their way to where they need to be. And I was excited to talk a little bit about this. You know, the property tax issue is one that is out there. It is something that a lot of people have. It's something people struggle with. And when you can find ways to go ahead and kind of either streamline the process, number one, or else make it where you benefit from doing things a little different than you've done in the past, I think you're ahead of the game. And so let's talk a little bit about it. Because
so I'm going to energize your bunny and give you the quick and dirty version of
all the information. It doesn't need to be quick. Doesn't need to be dirty. But because here's the thing, too, is there is so much that happens. The government can do a lot of different things, and they can change and shape our lives in a bunch of different ways. But there's a lot of times, regardless of the program, where if people aren't aware of how to benefit from it, and then they miss out.
So about 6 weeks ago, we would have 300 people a day either calling the office or emailing the office saying, can I prepay? The tradition has been, especially in Chicago, that there are about 1,700 snowbirds. The snowbirds call every November and say to our operator, how much will I owe in March? Same 1,700 people every year pay $14 million. When we realized that we had this flux of phone calls and emails and that the law in Washington, D.C. might be changing, I called in 20 programmers. You now can go to cookcountytreasurer.com. There's a little box on the front of the website which says prepayment. You click prepayment, put in your address, and up pops your bill that you would have gotten in the mail for March payment.
In the past, did somebody have to go, okay, hold on, let me check, go calculate it somehow, and it was kind of an ordeal?
Hold on, let me check, let me calculate it for 1,700 people. Write a check, send the check in, mail it, open the envelope, yada guda, I mean, just endless. Now, as of today, because you can go to www.cookcountytreasurer.com, download the bill, 28,000 people have direct debited their account.
Wow.
And 12,000 people downloaded the bill, walked into one of 400 Chase banks, and only, this is the trend, only 3,000 either came to my office or mailed it in. We now went from 1,700 people and $14 million. We just hit the jackpot. We are at 47,741 people having downloaded their bill online, having paid $312 million as of an hour ago.
Well, you say that we hit the jackpot, certainly, and I think in the effort of trying to get the word out and communicate, but a lot of times those taxpayers have hit the jackpot too, because there's a lot of benefits to doing it. Outside of, you know, you mentioned the snowbirds, they're doing it out of convenience and they don't want to have to worry about it, and you know, they're not even here. This is an opportunity now, and you talk about the way that things have changed on the tax side, that this is your opportunity not only to get it done, get it over with, participate in a system that has been updated, but also get that tax deduction you might not get.
You get that tax deduction, and you're going to be able to do this through December 31st midnight. I'm going to just throw in something really interesting here, because you can pay $2,000, you can pay $1,000. We have over 5,000 people that have paid under $2,000. But this just happened an hour ago, and I think you'll find this interesting. Someone came into the office, and for 875 North Michigan Avenue, paid $1.6 million in a check.
Oh, a check. I was wondering if they had a giant silver suitcase or maybe multiple suitcases.
He gave me a $1.6 million check. I said, oh my God, I'm going to go over and do WGN radio. I want to take a copy of the bill. It's too bad you can't see this. It's actually the bill for $1.6 million.
I can see it. I can read it. And you can too. WGNradio.com. You can view. We've got a lot of cameras on here. And you can go ahead and check it out. $1.651732.71.
Right.
So the whole thing has been in there. So Maria, let's talk a little bit about it, because the property tax situation, and we've all made those journeys to the office or the courthouse or whatever it is in order to go ahead and pay that. What was that thought process? And in an it's not broke, don't fix it, but to streamline it, because so many people are doing everything online these days.
Okay, so here's what, this is like the Pappas version of online shopping. What's happened is we have 1.8 million parcels in Cook County, 5.5 million people. It is, as a conglomerate, the 16th largest country in the world. And the reason it's the 16th wow. largest country in the world is because there are 2,200 governments sitting under the county. So it's Madison Park District, Glenview School District, you know, Wilmette Sanitation District. There's all these little governments. These governments would have not gotten this $312 million until April. So when I say it's a windfall to the 2,200 governments who are going to get this money early. And they're going to be able to collect interest on it for 4 months. And that may mean that they can hire a few more people to do part-time jobs. So that's great for them, but it's good for the homeowner. It's great for the homeowner.
It's one of those rare situations, right, where everybody wins.
Everybody wins.
Yep.
Everybody wins because Joe homeowner is trying to be economical and prudent about their financial state. So how is it that you become prudent? You get as many deductions as you can this year. You get as many deductions as you can this year on your federal income tax, because we now know, having spoken to lawyers, and you should check with your lawyer and accountant, in 2018, the structure and the caps on deductions will change. So that's why you're experiencing this rush. I just want to say one other thing. People like doing things in a language that's familiar to them. And this is an amazing statistic in Cook County. There are 127 spoken languages.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I couldn't even, I don't know that I could name 25. Wow, that's amazing.
There's 127 spoken languages. And so this website is in English, but you can go to the bottom of the website and punch a button and get any of those 127 languages. And the largest homeowners in Cook County or Polish. So we are getting to this website, and I need to talk about this website a little bit. 450,000 visitors per month come to this website. And after the break, I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. And because I think this is so important. It is what it is, and it exists in this vacuum, and it solves this problem and improves this situation. But as an example for things to be done, sort of a best practices on this kind of issue, because the things that we're dealing with here in this 16th largest country in the world, as far as the governments and everything, are the same kind of things that people are dealing with all around the country, all around the world. I love that you've done
but
this.
Cook County has a downloadable bill, and New York and L.A. don't.
That's so what I'm saying. So
we're the greatest. Everybody's going to come in and try and copy us.
Understood and recognize. We're going to hear how that happens. Not only all that stuff, the website and making it user-friendly in those languages, but also the relationships with the bank as well, right? With Chase, you can go ahead and get these things done and do it in a big way, and it's happening with Maria Pappas. So hold tight. We're going to talk with Cook County Treasurer when we come back. It's Dane in for John here on 720 WGN. Honored to have Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas, and it's one thing to have the ability to kind of communicate with the people, with your public, with constituents, but when those constituents, like you said, it equal up as far as the different governments into the 16th largest country, and then there's 127 languages going on in Cook County. It's pretty amazing. It's a daunting task. You've got to get out there. And so, Maria, you know, welcome back to WGN. But it's also one of those things that you don't necessarily think about when you look at your job description.
No, you
as
don't.
A treasurer.
I mean, this morning I drove out to Mount Prospect and I did Korean talk radio.
How'd that go for you?
No, it was great. I'm doing like a press conference tomorrow in Chinatown, which is 5% of the population.
Wow.
The ballot's in Chinese. Wait, there'll be 30 media outlets in Chinatown tomorrow so I can explain prepayment to them. So
the thing is, and here it is, 30 years of doing this, and it's the kind of thing that you know that if you didn't do it, it wouldn't happen, is that people wouldn't know about this. And especially, it's one thing, you can create, you know, advancements and streamline things, but because of the way the tax system is going to change, people need to get in on this.
You know what? I realized that there were 127 languages. My first year in office, I went down to the cashiering line. I thought, gee, I wonder what all these people are doing here. Maybe I better go talk to them. So I went over and tried to talk to them. Nobody spoke English. I went back upstairs and I told my chief deputy, I said, you know what? I think we're doing something wrong. He said, what do you mean? I said, pull up the census data on Cook County. And he pulled it up. And then we realized what was happening. So I can tell you on a yearly basis in my office, 30,000 people download in Polish.
So you've got that. That's like the largest single group, right?
Yes. But let me go back to why I'm here today, because you have until midnight, December 31st, that's Sunday midnight, to prepay your 2018 property taxes at www.cookcountytreasurer.com in 2017. That's by midnight, December 31st. You will be able to get a 2017 deduction for 2018. As a result of this new wave of laws, you want to check with, however, your accountant and your lawyer before you do that. You can go to cookcountytreasurer.com. You can punch prepay, put in your address, and up flies your property tax bill that you would have otherwise received in the mail in March.
312-981-7200. Some of the listeners have some of the questions texted in from the 312. Is this limited to your primary residence only?
It's limited to your primary residence, but commercial properties are paying.
Okay.
I just got this $1.6 million check from Water Tower. So I would say, I guess commercial people are paying as well.
And then from the 773, will the bill be downloadable after Sunday? I'm guessing that it will just be the way that
it's
accessible.
I'm leaving it there. If you don't want to deal with the United States Post Office and you don't want to get your mail, you don't want to open up an envelope, just pull up the bill, download it, mail it in, pay online, take it to a Chase. It is the Maria Pappas version of your boarding pass on an airline.
And part of the reason and part of the ways that you're being really proactive in this, and you're going to inspire other people to do it too, is I guess there's a number of people that didn't get, just in the nature of anything, that they didn't get their mail, they didn't get the bills.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So this is astounding. So what's astounding is that once a year, if property taxes aren't paid by whomever it is that owns that piece of property, the property goes to tax sale. The tax sale this year will be in May. We have 65,000 pieces on that list. But what's amazing about that? 21,000 of the 65,000 did not get their mail. So we are out right now.
And the responsibility is on
the homeowner.
On the homeowner, right?
If they don't get their bill, they still are required by law to pay. But this is what's happening. We've reached out to the Postmaster General. We have sent this list of what we call the most vulnerable citizens in Cook County, this list of 21,000. So we have aldermen, assessors, state reps, everyone looking for these people. Now, let me talk to you about this website, which feeds into the fact that we have wonderful people standing outside and we're waving to them. Those of you
braving the elements, Maria. Yeah.
So we are working with the post office and these electeds to actually get to what we call the most vulnerable. But if you go to cookcountytreasurer.com right now and you go to exemptions and you put in your address, you will get a report of everything about your property. It will tell you your address. If it's not right, you punch a button, we'll fix it for you. We'll give you a name change form. It will tell you your property tax location. It will also tell you what is most interesting, which is a series of 3 years going back, what your exemptions are. It will tell you,
nice.
Did you get a homeowner? Did you get it last year? Not this year. Did you get a senior exemption last year, but not this year? Because seniors, you have to apply every year. So here's the deal and here's the news. Every alderman in the city of Chicago we are working with at the present time. In the entire city of Chicago, there are 123,000 senior citizens who get exemptions.
They have to reapply every year. Yeah.
But they have to reapply every year. So we ran, the same people that programmed the downloadable tax bill programmed this. They have given me a stat saying that 27,000 seniors did not apply this year.
Well, and what do you think the reason?
You know what? I mean, it's like my mom and dad. I mean, you get to the point where there's so much mail.
Right.
That if a piece of serious mail comes through, you think it's a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. You know? I mean, you don't know the difference between those 50 coupons that you get for plumbing, roofing, you know, lawn service, and something that's serious.
Yeah.
So it just goes in a pile. And, you know, it's just one more. You know what? This is what we've become. We've become a society of one more white envelope. And people don't want to deal with it.
It's a lot.
I mean, you can go into seniors' homes and you'll see 50 and 60 stacks of mail because they don't want to have to deal with even opening it because they assume it's junk.
Well, here's the thing, Rhea, too, and I don't know if there's anything anybody can do about this, but a lot of times the junk mail, you know, people, the providers of that, the creators, they try to make the things look sort of official, and then it just all becomes just like noise, right? The mail, just a big pile of stuff.
It's noise. So what's happened to us is that we now have an e-billing program. We have 200,000 of the 1.8 million people in Cook County who are downloading their bill. They don't want to deal with the mail. They tell me in March, just email me the bill, Maria. Please don't mail it. And I'm saving huge money on postage.
See, that's one of the things, too, is to try to kind of break into the next generation. A lot of people, the younger people, that's all they're doing, everything online. But you have a lot of, like you said, the senior citizens and just, you know, people even 40, 50 years old who are used to doing things a certain way to kind of branch in and see the benefits of some of the stuff that's going online. From the 630, a question, can you make a partial payment such as $3,000 or $6,500?
Yes,
$3,000 out of $6,500.
Some people have partially paid like $200. The additional question that you can ask is, if I have a mortgage, because in Cook County, believe it or not, 600,000 mortgages exist on property, 600,000. We now have mortgage companies coming in and prepaying. 70 mortgage companies yesterday paid $207,000. They're prepaying because the homeowner is directing the mortgage company who holds this escrow account, go pay my taxes.
We just got a couple of seconds left, and we're of course going to give the website out for people to get more information and even to ask you and to keep up with you on social media as well. But someone said, my property tax deduction maxes out and I don't get any additional tax savings after about $10,000. Does Ms. Pappas know anything about that? Because
I don't want to get like in a trick bag and give you legal or accounting advice.
Gotcha.
What I can tell you is people are paying this year between $200 and, as I just said earlier, up to 1.6 million. But what I'm finding is that the vast majority of people who are paying are at the lower end. It's 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Forget what the cap is next year. They say, you know what, I'm going to deal with my life in 2018. But right now, 2017, what I want to get is the max amount of deductions I can get this year.
Well,
taking it.
You're doing the people's work, getting the message out. It's part of what needs to happen and what needs to be done in order to get people on with this new system. The website, one more time,
is cookcountytreasure.com. And I want to come back in January to talk about exemptions.
Done. Absolutely done.
Okay.
We're going to take a break. Thank you, Maria Pappas, for coming in here.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year, everybody.